Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
A Dadsnet original podcast.
I'm Al, that's JK, sipping his tea. And this is JK and Al's top five. And today we're talking about top five things we have an unnecessary amount of. What in your house do you have an unnecessary amount of? I know exactly what you've got an unnecessary amount of in your house.
Tech.
Yeah. Well, I was going to specifically say wires. I reckon you have drawers and drawers of wires.
Don't you stress me out. I'm actually we're trying to like declutter at the moment. So Charlie's agreed to get rid of some of her duvet coats, and I've agreed to get rid of some of my wires. Do you know whose room is the worst at the minute? Luna's room. Okay, really? Our five-year-old daughter. The amount of, and it horrifies me, the amount of plastic in that room. And this is what I hate about, hate's a very strong word, but when you have kids, the little bits of plastic, like little swords.
Yes.
Or a little bow.
Yes.
Or, I don't know, a miniature puppy.
The aqua beads.
An aqua bead. Yeah. Whatever it is. A bit of Play-Doh that's stuck in the bottom of their toy basket. I mean, just get rid of it.
Right. So, hang on. So,
sorry.
Luna's got to remove tiny pieces of plastic. You've got to remove a few wires.
I need
And
all
Charlie's
those...
getting rid of, like, loads of coats.
I need those HDMI wires.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
And the XLRs.
I'm sure you do. I would say that I don't have an unnecessary amount of anything, and Jen would swear down that that's just not true.
I reckon your stuff takes up the most space, because you'll have like paddle boards, you'll have tents.
I have an unnecessary amount of paddle boards, axes, and bikes.
I mean, yours takes up the most
and outdoor
room.
Coats.
Yeah,
like in the cupboard there's about six.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
but one is for when I go and get wood, and one is for when I've probably got another. Ten has an unnecessary amount of footballs. Our garden probably has about like 50 balls in there. Easy.
We don't need it.
I tell you what, thinking about this, we're going to sidetrack quickly, but long time ago there was a book released, and it was called The 100 Thing Challenge, and it was this guy who got to a stage where he just wanted to declutter his life, and so he limited his personal belongings to 100 items.
Ooh.
So, and it was, clothing was included, but there was a couple of, I mean, he set his own challenge, but in his own challenge, there was a couple of loopholes. So, for example, he was a keen reader. So he just grouped books. Like he said that, like, okay, I'm not going to individual my books because I love my books. So there was a few little loopholes.
Yeah.
But then he whittled everything down. So I think he had like two pairs of jeans, two pairs of shoes, seven pairs of pants, and like he limited all his clothes down. And then it was like, right, my laptop. Well, I need my laptop, so that's one thing. And like the charger wouldn't be two things. That's one thing.
You need the one. You need one with the other.
Yeah. But think about your house, right? And think how many things you have got.
Oh.
We're hoping to move house at some point, and that's our opportunity. Like, because we don't have to take everything with us.
No.
Just take what we need and what we use, and whatever's left in the house, we'll just burn. No, I'm joking.
Charlie's parents said the other day that they're having a big clear out. Mm. And they've also been having a renovation. On the group WhatsApp, they were like, right, who wants this PS3? Whose monitor is this? Whose Jurassic Park toys are these? And basically, that kept going. And under it was like, because they're all going to the tip or charity shop. And all of the kids, like all of their sons and daughters were like, no.
I remember that.
No, I want to keep that. No. If you want it, come and get it. But it's not staying in
our
house.
Yeah, you've got till 3 p.m. till last afternoon.
And they were like, why are you doing this? And she's like, so you don't have to.
Mm.
That's why we're doing it. Because when we're gone, you'll have to do it.
Took a dark turn.
It's a good point. I like it. I think it's practical. I love them for it.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to going through my old man stuff.
No, but you know what I mean?
Anyway, so we have to digress. Sorry, this is the top five things that we have an unnecessary amount of. Turns out this is a passionate topic. Kevin kicks us off at number five. He says, an empty glass food jars that I just haven't recycled. I have a cupboard full of them.
Yeah, I mean, with you.
There's no excuse there, though. Like, you've got a big brown... Well, we have brown bins. We just chuck all the glass in there.
No, but he's keeping these jars, isn't he?
Oh, to use again.
Yeah.
To
make and you know, when you get a good jar, it's like how many... You know those...
Kilner.
What are they called? Goo puddings that come in the glass. Yeah. Like, we've all got 400 of those.
Yeah.
And we keep them because they're good for when you're entertaining and you can put nuts in them. The ramekins, that's it, yeah. God. But it is. You can put some cherry tomatoes in there.
Yeah, two.
Yeah.
Two cherry tomatoes in your goo recycled glass. Anyway, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this name right, but Jernot. I don't know. Old, used, rusty screws, which I will never use again because they don't have the standardized heads I prefer for my project.
Yeah.
Why have you got them?
Because I've got some really long screws which are like rusting now, but I don't have any other long screws. So I think one day I'm going to need to go through a piece of whatever wood it is, and I'm going to keep that one.
Yeah. So this is the argument I have, because I'll probably keep a few bits and pieces like that. And then I might, because I got that from my dad. And then what happens is when we go around my dad's house and Ted says, can you make me this frame for my Pokemon card or whatever? My dad goes, I've got just the thing for that.
Yeah.
And he's weird, but he can go just pinpoint exactly where it is.
Yep.
In a shed full of crap. He's like, I know exactly where that tiny little screw is that's perfect for this little hole.
Yep.
Or like nuts, no bolts. so then when we need a nut, he's like, what size? I've got a drawer.
Take your pick.
Exactly. This is from Tare. He says, clothes that don't fit, but when I lose weight...
Yeah.
And pigs fly.
Yeah. And also that works because when you lose weight, throw away your fat clothes. Because I've done that and it means that I've got to stay at this weight. Yeah. Otherwise, I have no clothes and I'm not buying any more.
Yeah.
It's a good shout.
I'm going that way though. So I can't do that yet.
That's why you have those numerous jackets of yours.
Carl, it's a man after your own heart. Cables and obsolete chargers.
For instance, today we needed cables to set up some kit, and it just so happens that I had them there and then ready to go. I could have thrown those out.
Yeah, you could have. Yeah,
I could have. I didn't.
And the last one, number one, from Leela Watts, says that the top five things that we have an unnecessary amount of: unnecessary emotions.
Oh, deep.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
Who are you talking about yourself?
Everybody! Okay. Stop acting on your emotions the whole time. Emotions should be there to complement facts.
I don't think we have those emotions that much.
No, I absolutely
We keep
do
it
not.
Quite simple.
I keep it very simple, straight down the line.
Yeah. Strong.
Good place to finish.
It is.
Get in touch, jknl@dadsnet.com, with your top five suggestions, or on Facebook, Dadsnet Facebook page, or the Facebook group, JKNL. Give it a search, give it a like, give it a review, please. Subscribe, follow, whatever it is nowadays.
It was going so well.
Sorry about that.
Have a good week.
A Dadsnet original podcast.